Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining me here today for Train Your Brain to Up Your Game with Coach Mandy. I'm Coach Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching, and today we're going to be discussing how today's athlete is faced with so many decisions that test their character. We'll be looking into all the various distractions and decisions that are surrounding today's athletes, which greatly affect all those many decisions that they have to make both on and off the field. These issues are constantly tugging at their values and testing their character. So we'll be talking about that today. I want to let our listeners know if they would like to call in or ask a question, make a comment, the number is 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. I do look forward to your questions and input because we love the back and forth interaction. I will be here on Life Coach Radio Network the first and third Friday of each month at 1 p.m. and we'll be talking about everything beyond the skills and drills of sports. We'll look at topics and issues that make up the person, not the player. Sports are what they do, not who they are. We'll have information and content that anyone can learn from, so please let your friends and family know there's a new game in town. Again, I'm Mandy Rosniak, owner of Inner Winning Coaching, and I'm a life coaching who specializes in peak performance, leadership, and transitional coaching. How I got started doing all this is I'm a former Division I head softball coach, and I played college athletics, and I was looking to transition away from the world of college sports because I knew it was time to take on a new purpose and direction. I wanted to expand that ability to help others reach their full potential and achieve greater results in their life. So I was trying to figure out, how do I do this? So I learned about life coaching, found out it would give me the ability to help people in so many meaningful ways, so I just knew it was the perfect match. I was able to keep coaching, and I was able to help people. So what could be better than that? Because I understand the challenges athletes and coaches encounter, I saw a tremendous opportunity bringing life coaching and sports together. So I work with athletes and coaches to help them maximize their potential by quieting all that negative self-talk, those fears and doubts that hold them back from being their best. We train your brain to up your game so you can ignite that inner greatness to live and play fearless, focused, and free. Today, I'm very happy to be joined by my fellow IPEC coach, Kyle Pertwee. He is the president and owner of MindFit Coaching, LLC, which is a professional coaching firm empowering entrepreneurs, executives, and small business owners to meet their expectations and raise their standards. Kyle has 20 years of experience working with organizations and entrepreneurs on the operational side of business. He has turned his focus to what he believes is the true key to success, which is developing and improving the mindset of each individual on the team. He currently works with a wide variety of organizations, individuals, and businesses, ranging from young entrepreneurs and startups to global nonprofits and Fortune 500 companies. His professional experience as a business owner and management consultant includes transition management, multiple startups, mergers and acquisitions, change management, cultural and leadership development, organizational effectiveness, concept development, and strategic planning, as well as executive entrepreneur and small business coaching. So you wonder, why is Kyle doing a sports kind of talk show? Well, this is why. Because Kyle is also the co-founder of Game Change, which is an elite athlete coaching for life. He is a former NCAA soccer player. He's an avid half marathoner. And he has found a need to help elite athletes transition from their sport to the next phase of their lives. Based on his passion to support and assist individuals in creating positive and lasting change, Game Change offers elite athletes an intensive experiential coaching program that takes the athlete through a highly structured progression of discovery, development, and awareness. Clients and partners of Game Change represent many sports, including NFL, NHL, U.S. Olympic Team, LPGA, U.S. Track and Field, and the South Carolina College All-Star Bowl. So that obviously tells you a lot about why Kyle would be the perfect person to bring on today to talk about our topic. So welcome, Kyle. I'm so happy to have you here with me and like to take a few minutes to say hello.
Mandy, thanks for that great introduction. It's absolutely my pleasure to be here, and I'm really looking forward to talking through this this topic. And you and I have, in past meetings, have touched on this some, but gosh, just in light of everything that's going on and a new sports, you know, with football season starting, and certainly to be some peril involved in some of these athletes' lives, it's just I think it's such an important topic to talk. Even as we start to talk about young athletes that are just getting started and how important
Kyle is there. We had a little bit of technical difficulty before today's call, so every once in a while we have lost him for a second. So hopefully, Kyle, are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay, Mandy?
Yep. Okay, we can hear you, Ken. Sorry, it's some little glitch in the line there. So do you want to continue?
Yeah, I was just again thanking you for having me, because I think it's so important to talk about this topic of character, whether the athlete's 6 or 7 years old and just getting started to explore what he or she likes, or if it's that professional athlete that's in the latter stages of his career or her career, and I love the way you said at the beginning of the show, it's what they do, not who they are, and I think that's so important, is they have to separate that identity.
Yes, absolutely, and you know, the piece of character came up, because there just seems to be so much of it out there in the news, and, you know, character, you know, go to Google anything nowadays, and, you know, pulled it up, and I Googled character, what's the definition, and it came up as being, you know, defined as the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. So, you know, as what we're going to be talking about, you know, does that really matter for an athlete? And obviously it does, because it, you know, matters for anyone. Because it affects so many aspects of their lives, both on and off the field. You get trust between teammates. It affects your maturity, your decision-making under pressure situations, doing right from wrong within a game or off the field. You know, and also, do they take shortcuts, and on and on. And John Wooden, the famous UCLA men's basketball coach, was all about teaching character. And he has a great quote on character, which says, sports does not build character, they reveal it. And I think that's just such a great, a great lead into what we're going to be talking about here today, because, you know, recently there's been just so many high profile athletes in the news. And I have to tell you, when I was looking for some research on this and looking for information, it's really actually unfortunate that there was so much information out there that we were able to find negative stuff. You know, you got the A-Rod situation, talking about his alleged PED use, the whole Johnny Manziel piece that just came up about his autograph scandal, and did he get paid, did he not get paid, and then, you know, most recently Lamar Odom, the basketball player for, like, last I knew, LA Lakers, I don't recall the team he's with now, but with his recent DUI arrest. And as I said, it was really interesting, because I found it hard finding the good stories. You know, but one of the good stories that I did find, which, you know, you had already mentioned when we were talking before the show today, but it was about Peyton Manning. You know, we'll get more into that, but the Manning family, very, very good good family in the sports world. But the story, the one story I was able to find, and I'm sure there was much more out there, but was when he recently went to a restaurant and the tip was already included, and he left, like, this phenomenal large tip on top of it, you know, those kinds of things. So, like I said, unfortunately, we turn on the news and you hear a lot of things that go on that are not such good stories about athletes. But there again, you know, I thought it was just important to talk about, you know, all the characters and character traits and why it's important for an athlete to have them. So, Kyle, you know, in talking about this, why, in your opinion, is it important for an athlete to just have a solid character?
Yeah, I think that's kind of a twofold question, because it's not just about an athlete having a character; it's about the athlete being in touch with who they are as a person. And because of the nature of our society, especially when we start looking at high-performing athletes and ones that are visible, whether at any level, whether it's, you know, now even in high school, there's a lot of publicity around athletes. It's just it's important for that individual to really be grounded in who they are and understand that they have choice around all their decisions. And so, you know, there are a lot of different models out there and a number of really great programs available to athletes as far as building character, especially for the younger athletes. But when you start talking about those key components of what character's about, integrity, taking ownership, personal ownership, understanding the fact that failure leads to success, and many, many other qualities, helping that individual really understand and be grounded with who they are and what their core values are is so important off the field, because those are the things that carry onto the field or onto the court or into even in individual sports, how you're going to show up. How do you demand the highest level performance of yourself on the court and then again off of it, whether it's in education or music or as a parent or whatever the other aspects of your life may be? Mandy,
yes,
you still with me? Okay.
Sorry, yeah, she cut out again, but we got you back. So continue that thought, because I think it just cut out for a few seconds.
Yeah, so I was just saying that I think it's so important in all aspects of the athlete's life when we're grounded by what we know makes up our character, and I was touching on integrity and flexibility and the understanding that failure does lead to success. Those are things that are really transferable in all walks of life. So how do we apply ourselves on the court or on the field to perform at the peak level of our ability? And then how do we...
Go ahead. Sorry. Every once in a while, for some strange reason, and maybe it's a little bit of some interference where I lose you for about 5 or 6 seconds. I think you were trying to talk about the illusion was the last piece.
Yeah, just the ability to see how those characteristics of character cross over in our lives. I think that's the most important thing for an athlete to understand, and to have that perseverance and then apply it not only as an athlete, but as a parent, as a young person, as a student, in all walks of their life, how are they showing up with that integrity and the ability to really live a life about character and moving things forward positively?
And we got a little break in there again, so I'll just jump in here and hopefully it'll connect back up. And with everything you're talking about, absolutely, all those factors that show up with decision making that affect us, affect an athlete on and off the field. Actually, I have a great question to ask you. Are you back? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Are you hearing me okay?
I can hear you okay. Yeah, the strangest thing, you'll be talking, and we kind of lose the air for a few seconds. So, not wanting to jump in too quickly in case there's just a little break. But with what you're talking about, and as you're talking, it sort of brings to mind the question that comes up, because you and I have talked about a few things of where we could go with today's topic. But as you start talking, things can always, shift and you go in a place. Because obviously you have to be well-grounded, have a foundation, have these really good core values which can give you that character. And it got me thinking as you were talking that, it seems to me that somebody might say, well, why does it really matter? Because you've got some of these athletes who are very, very successful on the field. And what is it, what they do off the field, why does it really affect them? Why does it really matter about good character? And I think what's so important, and this is what you could like you to speak to for after I make these comments, are, I think ultimately what happens is, yes, you can be a great athlete on the field. You can be out there, be very successful, performance, high performing. Most of these people we're talking about are high profile because we see them in the news and read about them online and things, but ultimately it starts to catch up to them. Their breakdown in character, their breakdown in their values, ultimately will lead to decisions that then break down their lives. You brought it up before we started talking today, and I can't believe I had let this slip my mind, but the whole Aaron Hernandez situation with the Patriots. And, you know, I'm a big Patriots fan, and I live here in Connecticut, so it's all over the news. You know, ultimately, his off-the-field decisions greatly, greatly affected his on-the-field decisions. You know, you've got these things like, you know, the when you hear about athletes and they have the off-the-field issues with whether it's drinking and drugs and all those type of things. So, you know, someone might say, well, they don't really matter. They don't connect up. But obviously they do. So, you know, share me your thoughts on that about ultimately how it's going to break down an athlete when they don't really have that strong character.
Yeah, and I think that's the million-dollar question for many in the unfortunate situation. You see a tremendous athlete like Aaron Hernandez having to go through this because of poor decisions. And so the question around why is that important? Well, you know,
I've lost you again for a moment. Well, we lost you at having to go through this. Should we continue?
It's unfortunate he's having to go through that, but I think for both male and female athletes, it comes down to the fact that they're carrying this around with them. So it's the collection of poor decisions throughout their life. It's who they're associating with. It's what are they doing during their off time? What are they doing, you know, even if it's a form of stress relief or taking that downtime? And you mentioned the drugs and alcohol, and I think that's an easy default that we hear about a lot. And so it's, I think when you combine that with society pressures to be in the limelight, we hold them in this.
Oops, had a little break again.
We tend to hold.
Wait for you to come back.
I'm here. Are you hearing me, Mandy?
Well, yeah, we got you. So just a little cyclist. So where in the world are you today? Because I know you travel quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm actually calling in from my office from South Carolina. So I'm not sure what's going on with if it's the phone line.
See, I was hoping maybe you're calling from some exotic place and we could blame it on that. But
yeah, I wish I was too.
Yeah, as we know with what we do with coaching, and especially when you're coaching with athletes, you know, you control the controllables, and this is one of those things we can't control, so we'll just keep powering through. So I kind of want to just finish that thought with that piece.
Yeah, so I think it's important at the individual level. It's not always about what our perception as society sees, what's important for them as character. It's important for the individual athlete to understand why that's important, why that commitment to themselves to be grounded and make better decisions in their life. I think that's where it's got to start. So it's amazing to watch people who can perform at such a high level in some areas of their life and not be able to apply that same discipline in others. So I think it's as we progress and get older, and certainly in those collegiate years when we all think we're somewhat invincible or bulletproof anyway, it's compounded with the pressures of being an athlete and being a high performer and trying to transition through that period of time in our life anyway with all the other things that are going on.
Absolutely. And again, I think what's really interesting about that is athletes learn, I think sometimes, not all of them, but they learn to compartmentalize. You know, there's their on-the-field persona, there's the off-the-field persona, which is part of what I think we're talking about here. How can they perform at such a high level? Yet I think ultimately it always catches up with them. It's always going to show up somewhere, somehow, you know, and most of the time, you know, they may get lucky and it doesn't show up to be a career, you know, a career-altering type decision or things like that. Yet, obviously, at some point, it's going to show up because when you're, as we know, you can't live a life of being compartmentalizing your life for too long. And when you're in the spotlight, it doesn't mean a pro athlete. You can have a high school athlete. You can have a college athlete who is, you know, they've got their life on the field and then they've got their life off the field. But we know that ultimately they always are going to come together. They're always going to, you know, collaborate. And I think in some ways, you know, it goes to the you know, starts at the young age. It starts at that young age when you've got that you mentioned earlier about, you know, 6 and 7 and 8 year olds. It's really important for their character as well. You know, I think some of this potentially starts with the young athlete. From the standpoint of, you see that young athlete who shows promise, who shows that that physical talent early on, and we're a society that really, really, you know, cherishes sports. And yet I think sometimes when we see it in the young athlete, we start to automatically put them on that pillar. We start putting them on that road, down that path towards entitlement or towards they can get away with that something that someone else can't. So, you know, maybe you hear your thoughts on that. I know you've done some work with, you know, pro athletes and some of the older athletes, but you've got some young children and you were an athlete yourself. You know, where does some of this start to develop in your opinion, or how could we look to alter some of that in working with young athletes to so that we can maybe try to really get them set on a strong, solid path of developing their character so it's going to be positive both on and off the field?
Yeah, and I think that's a great question, and because a lot of the character-building opportunity with young athletes comes from coaching. What are the coaches representing? What are they standing for? What is the parenting like as it comes to how much emphasis and importance is put on winning at all costs and those kind of things for an athlete? I think it's one thing to put a great deal of emphasis on winning all the time as opposed to performing at your absolute best all the time. So
it got chopped up a little bit right at the part where it said it's important for young athletes too.
I think it's important for them to understand that the emphasis may be on winning, but it's really about performing at their highest level possible. So when we think about parenting, or we think about coaching, or we think about mentoring for young athletes, I think it's important to recognize as they start to see role models, or they're watching ball games, or they have brothers and sisters that are athletes in high school, or whatever it is, and to recognize the talents that exist from an athletic standpoint, but also to recognize when they're doing things outside of sports that should be commended as well. You know, you hear the stories about the Aaron Hernandez and, you know, whoever else has been in the news lately. We had an incredible tragedy last year with Junior Seau, who was recognized for a lot of different things, but had for so long carried around so much with him that he ultimately took his own life. And those stories are unfortunately becoming more and more frequent. If you think about that, you were talking earlier about some of the positive role models in sports, and you think about the Tim Duncans and the Grant Hills and some of these guys specific to the NBA that have had storied careers but also are performing off the field or off the court now in areas where they're excelling. And I think it's important to recognize that and share that type of information with young athletes so that they see and reaffirm what you stated about them being that athletics or sports is what they do and not who they are. And it really takes it more into that holistic approach to how can I work on me and perform at my best in all of the areas of my life. And if I excel in sports, then that's fantastic. So if I have a passion for that and I want to put in the additional work that it takes, then that's fantastic. But I can be grounded in my values and know who I am and therefore make better decisions that will move me forward further in life.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think the piece to reiterate like what you're saying is it's when our value, and I mean that from a sense of worthiness, a sense of our self-worth, when our value is strictly or solely dependent upon that performance on the field, dependent upon a win or a loss, a made shot or a missed shot. And it absolutely goes back to the young ages, to the beginning. Just talked a lot about amongst, a lot of people talk about this, but nobody's yet willing to sort of step up and start to try to make, I think, that little bit of a cultural change. But, you know, we're breaking up a whole large group of, some generations here of the everybody gets a trophy mentality. And it's the the work you do, potentially the effort you put in, you know, all of the different factors that go into, none of it matters, because at the end, everybody's going to get a trophy. And, you know, from that standpoint, my point on this is that, so kids don't learn all the different parameters that go into putting in effort, and that again goes for anything, because it then can translate over into the classroom. It can translate over into, as they get a little older, as they start to get out there in the work, you know, the work life and all those kinds of things, because they're just always being rewarded. And again, you take that athlete who then starts to show a little bit extra athletic prowess, and they get built up. And I think it was really unfortunate to, when I was doing, you know, like I said, looking up some things, that I couldn't find the good stuff. I searched, and I'm sure if I had searched a little bit longer or a little bit harder, or probably put in different search words, I would have found different things. But, you know, I Googled, like, you know, good things athletes have done. And next, you know, three pages pop up of all the things that they, you know, the bad things they've done. And I just thought to myself, I think, again, that was sort of like a tough, you know, unfortunate, speaking of where we are. But, you know, again, when you, you know, you talk about character and athletes and things, you know, you look at team sports. Another question here to sort of go with this is, so in team sports, you've got, like, a team's character. You're going to have the makeup of a team's character. And that would obviously be very important. You hear about the culture of a team, a culture of a program. So, you know, and as a former soccer player, and I know you still play and, you know, you do other things, so you've, you know, been a big part of, you know, team sports. You know, how does character play a role within team dynamics, and can it be shifted and changed if a team gets off track?
Yeah, and what a great question. You know, it's interesting when you mention that, the first thing that comes to my mind is the University of Miami back when Jimmy Johnson was coaching there. And those guys, just that's what it was. It was this kind of, I don't know, gangster culture, but they were such a dominant team on the field because of their athletic ability. But I don't know that I would associate that, at least the image that team had at the time, with a lot of character. Now, there's some really quality individuals that came out and had great success both on and off the field. But I think it absolutely comes down to the character of a team, obviously, is made up by the character of each of the individuals that are on it, and certainly by the leadership. So, again, it ties kind of back into what kind of coaching, what kind of leadership, what are the expectations, what is the goal of the team, and how does that permeate throughout the course of a season or in college over the course of several years, or even in a pro career. So I think it's it very much takes on kind of the image of whatever the strongest characteristics are of those players or those athletes on the team, as well as the leadership. So to answer your question about can it shift, absolutely. And I think that comes back down to individual behavior. When we're more conscious and aware of our actions, we can be more conscious and aware about how we want to change them. And so when you look at, especially within the NFL, you look at kind of the macho image that has to be carried around, or at least the perception that it does. And, you know, you think about things that may be interpreted as being soft or whatever. There's a lot of that for some of these guys, especially, to step back and say, you know what, I can be tough as nails on the field and still be grounded in who I am, and it doesn't make me weak or soft or whatever else it is. So it really comes down to that individual awareness and the conscious desire to want to make some changes about how am I showing up? How does our team show up? You know, we see it every week in college football. We see them getting off the bus in sweats, and then some teams we see them in full suits. And so does that make the team a better character or a better team or anything like that? I don't know necessarily, but it does make you kind of say, I wonder what kind of coaching and leadership they're exposed to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's I don't know why it's totally slipping me here, but because all I could think of is images, everything. That was Nike, correct? I believe that was a Nike Nike piece about images, everything. And an image is everything to the point where then can you back it up, like you're saying, because if a team comes off the bus dressed, you know, dressed in their suits and things like that, can they, and they're presenting this particular image, you know, because we do live in that kind of a society. We do live in a society where people very quickly make decisions based on what we look like, what we sound like, you know, all those kinds of things. And unfortunately, you know, we can make these snap decisions based on an instant, you know, an instant visual or something we see or hear. Yet at the same time, it's the sort of walk, you know, walk your talk kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's exactly like what you're saying within team sports. You hear a lot about the culture of a team, a culture of a program. And, you know, and as you were talking, that immediately the one of the pros teams that come up to mind that actually I think honor the character of almost sort of like a bad boy character is the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all about, right, they sell the fact that they're like bad characters. And yet, ironically, it also has affected the translation to what they're doing, you know, on the field, you know, without a doubt. And you know, whenever you bring a team together, quite often you've heard of people talk about, you know, when somebody's won a championship or whatever, it wasn't about the skills of the athletes. It was about team chemistry. It was about the cohesiveness. It was about the, you know, being able to deal with the issues that come up, because they are going to come up, just like they're going to come up in a family. You know, they're going to come up between friends and relationships and, you know, the pickup basketball team or, you know, your coworkers. There's dynamics within relationships all the time, and you know, and teams are no different. And so it's obviously how you're going to relate to each other and be able to problem solve and deal with conflict. So without a doubt, you know, it's huge. It plays a huge role. You know, so we've talked about team sports, and then obviously you've got the individual sports. You know, individual sport athletes, which they're out there by themselves, and you know, someone might say, well, maybe it's not as important, but I would have to say that I think character obviously is greatly important with an individual sport, because it's, you're representing you. And I think everyone is very, very familiar with Tiger Woods. And a few years back when everything blew up for him, and what was it that was blowing up? It was decisions and choices he was making off the golf course that ultimately his character got challenged, and ultimately, I would say, has played a great impact and a role in what has happened to his dominance. So his character and his challenge of his character and those decisions, I think, have greatly affected his on-the-course performance. So if you would, speak a little bit about an individual and athlete and how their character affects them, both their play and their ability to perform, you know, on and off the field.
Yeah, and I think that's a great example with Tiger Woods. I've worked with some LPGA players, and it's interesting to hear them talk about it, because you become your own worst enemy in many ways. In a team sport, if you're inclined, you can blame others for what's happened, whether it's a win or a loss or a drop pass or a poor throw or whatever it is. If you, you know, hit your drive into the rough, there's no one to blame but yourself. And so it's about that individual's character to, again, know who they are, know how they motivate and inspire themselves to move forward to achieve the successes that they want. But in the Tiger Woods example, you know, who knows how long these kind of things were going on in his life. The important thing is he does. But let's look at, like you said, let's look at the residual effects it's had on him. And, you know, whether you're an athlete or not, doing those kind of things is going to impact you in your life somewhere. Sometimes it's career. Sometimes it's at home. It costs you a marriage. In his case, it impacted both. And I think it's just, again, I can't say it enough, it's about really helping individuals have the awareness about, my entire life is about choice. What are the consequences, and what are the positive outcomes if I make this choice versus that choice? And I think so often we see when these kind of stories come out, we see just not only, it's not just about one bad choice. It always kind of unfolds and backs into several months, several years of collective bad choices, either because, as you mentioned earlier, that sense of entitlement kind of creeps in and nobody will ever catch me or nothing will ever happen. I'm on top of the world. And there's a mindset they reinforce for themselves that says, yeah, I'm above it all. And it's not all athletes. I don't by any means want to stereotype that. But I think, you know, maybe in many aspects for an individual athlete, character can be challenging because, as you said, it is the individual image. You may be representing your school. You may be representing a professional team or league. But at the end of the day, it's about you. And so what message do you want to send the world, the universe, about who you are? And then demonstrate your prowess or your ability as an athlete as something that you do. So I think, you know, even as I said, in a team sport, it comes down to individual character. But when you're out there on the island alone, I think it really, really plays an important role in the athlete's not only success on the field, but certainly their success in life afterwards.
Absolutely. And with everything we're talking about and wanting to, you know, a lot of the intention of messages I was, you know, looking to get through here is of how it also, and it just translates, and you've already mentioned it, it translates across everywhere. It's not just an athlete issue, obviously. It's in the work life issue. If you're someone who, you know, works in an office, and we've seen this show up at times, but you work in an office, and then, you know, you work in the Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, you know, you're putting in your time, you're a very hard worker, you do a great job, but then you leave that office and you go out, you know, you go out 3 or 4 nights a week to happy hour, and, you know, you're doing some things and posting on Facebook. That's the part I was going to say, you know, people posting things on Facebook, and then the next thing you know, a coworker sees something that maybe you wouldn't have said or done at work, but they see this, and the next thing you know, those decisions you're making outside of one part of your life starts showing up in another part. And obviously today we're talking about athletes, but I think it's really, really important, you know, for that message of it's character and our values and all that, it shows up. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be that individual piece that we all start with and look at because, you know, it's all going to be there and show up. And athletes just happen to have a, you know, a little bit of a spotlight on them. And, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about we shouldn't, you know, worship athletes and we shouldn't make them heroes and all those kinds of things. And sure or not, it's just, you know, it is sort of the culture and society that we do live in. And, you know, again, I think it would be great if we could just shift more. You know, you're talking earlier about things that athletes do off the field, and you brought up Grant Hill. I mean, Grant Hill, and a lot of people probably don't even realize this, he is, I think he's like a concert pianist. I think his level of talent as a pianist is concert level. I think he's talked about at times that he actually he made a decision at one point to go for basketball or go towards music, and he chose basketball, but he maintained his abilities with that. You don't ever hear about those kinds of things, and I think it's unfortunate because, you know, those are the great stories. And that makes up all of who we are. But, you know, again, going back to the individual sport thing, yeah, you're out there. Like you said, you're standing at the tee and you make that shot and you can't look around. There's nobody else to take that for you. You know, it does. It starts at the young age. You've already mentioned it. It starts with the coaching that the young kids are starting with the parents and things, and looking at what does get valued with what they're doing on the field and what we you know, what we're making mention of. Because personally, I like to think it would be great that if we focus more on our efforts and you know, on did you get better today? You know, are you better today than you were a week ago? But you know, but it's unfortunate because what's the first question everybody always asks when you come off the field or, you know, you've had a game and somebody knows you had a game? What's the first question? I'll throw it out there to you, and I know I'm 100% guaranteed you're going to get this question right. What's the first question everybody always asks? What's that first question they always ask?
You're coming off the field?
Well, you come off the field, or maybe somebody knows you played a game today, so they see you later. What's that first question they always ask?
Oh, gosh. Mandy, I want to answer it right, but you tell me. I just had
it right. It's the first question. Did you win? Right?
Yeah. Did you win? Of course. Yeah. I was making assumptions this was someone that observed the game.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, like that post, you know, somebody who
yeah.
hasn't been at the
no,
game.
No, you're absolutely
so
right. Did you win? I know. It's the first thing my son asked me when I come home from games. Did you win? It's not, how are you doing?
Right.
How did you play? How was the trip home? Did you win? Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, like I said, I didn't set that up well, but you know, it's not to trivialize the winning and losing, because ultimately that's what we're all up here doing. We're trying to, you know, win more than we lose in life. Unfortunately, that's the question, and we don't get focused on that. It's amazing. I'm always can't believe how quickly this time always goes by. And we're actually coming up on getting ready to wrap up. And I know you've got to you go to pick up your son today, but share some of your last thoughts. I mean, take a few minutes here to, you know, share your thoughts on all this we've been talking about today and, and everything we've gotten into.
Sure, and I think you touched on some great topics, and this certainly is something that an hour really is not enough time to talk about. But, you know, I think it goes back to what I said earlier about it's not just about the athlete. It's what kind of guidance are we providing for these young men and women, and even up into their 20s and 30s and professional level. And so coaching certainly plays a huge part in it when you think of people like Pat Summitt and Dean Smith and Coach K and certainly John Wooden, the quote that you started off with. Those guys and Pat Summitt from an incredible career there as a women's basketball coach just really, really represented a holistic approach to high performance and really being grounded in character. And they produced some incredible athletes and some incredible, you know, people that went on to do much bigger things than sports. I wanted to go back. You're talking about team character. Just real quickly, the thing that stands out for me was the 2002 Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Rams. And it was the year after 9/11. They had delayed the Super Bowl a week, pushed it back. And I'll never forget when they announced the team, the entire Patriots team ran onto the field instead of having one one name called at a time. And at that time, yeah, Tom Brady and I think, Teddy Bruschi, you had a couple of big-name guys, but really it was about that team. And I just will always remember that as them saying, you know what, it's not about one person at a time. This is us. And bigger than that, we're representing our team in the NFL, in the United States of America, and I just thought that was really, really cool for a team on that stage to do that. So, Mandy, really appreciate the opportunity. I'm sorry we had some technical difficulties, but I really appreciate you having me on and being able to share some things. If I can, I want to throw out there some exciting news here in South Carolina. This will be our second year, and my organization, Game Change, is going to be a sponsor for the South Carolina College All-Star football game, which will be March 1st at Furman University. And this is basically college seniors who have completed their eligibility. One last shot at getting a look. We'll have pro scouts from all over the NFL, Canada, and even Europe. And, these guys are brought in to play one last game. We're going to be inviting college seniors from South Carolina colleges, as well as any high school, South Carolina high school player that went on to play somewhere across the country, as well as the SEC and ACC. So we're going to have some, hopefully, some top talent, and I'll keep you posted, and we'll link up. You can go to GameChangeForLife.com to get more information. But we're really excited about looking at ways we can get involved and help young athletes continue to move on.
No, and that is really great, and thank you for sharing that. Especially as a little side note, because I'm going to, in a second, have you give us your website again. I did get a little notice as we were on the air that there was actually a technical difficulty that they were aware of. So it wasn't your phone, wasn't my phone. It was something with a little glitch, and they were aware of it. So supposedly we're going to have a nice clean clean conversation here, so that's good news. Yet, unfortunately, while you were telling us your web address, it did cut out again. So I just want to absolutely make sure we get that. So if you could let us know your website again, and also if you have an email, if anybody wanted to reach you directly, share that with us again. I'd appreciate it.
You bet, and I'll give you both of them. The first one is www.mindfitcoaching. That's MINDFIT coaching.com. And then for the sports programs, it is www.gamechange4life.com. And you can access my email directly on those web pages, probably just for the ease of stating it, kyle@mindfitcoaching.com. So feel free to contact me. I'm happy to have further conversations on this topic or others. And again, Mandy, really, really appreciate you asking me to come on.
Well, I appreciate you being able to join me, and it was a great conversation, and it is amazing how quickly time goes by. And I'd love to have you back on as we get closer to that March 1st date. That'd be great to get you back on so we could help promote that and talk more about the work you guys will be doing for that program, because I think it sounds like a great opportunity that you're presenting. I think that'd be something that'd be very, very good to, like I said, bring back on and talk about, and when we get a little bit closer to that date. So I do thank you for joining me today. I know you've got to go do a school pickup. So
yeah.
Thank you for your time and for being with us today. And definitely be talking, get you back on here and be able to talk about another great topic. So again, thank you very much for joining me today.
You bet. Thank you, and thanks for everybody that dialed in to listen. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, great. We'll take care.
Bye bye.
So that was a great conversation we had here today. It is amazing how quickly that time goes by, and we're talking about character. And it's really interesting because as I was working on character, it kind of came to me because of the stories that were coming up. This whole piece with Johnny Manziel, and for those of you who aren't up to date, he's a Texas A&M football player. He's a present Heisman Trophy winner. He won it last year as a freshman, and this past summer he was alleged to have been signing autographs and potentially had received money for it, which was an NCAA violation and all these different things. So there's just a lot of controversy about that and questions about, he should have known better, and he's, they inform these athletes of the things they can and can't do. So that's where, character started popping up, and thinking that was a great topic to get into. And yet what's really, really interesting is you think about character, and it didn't even really make the connection that character is ultimately connected right back to values, which a few weeks back is how I started the show with, was talking about values and how it's so important as a part of our foundation. So I think it's just really interesting sometimes when you're out there and certain topics keep popping up. So that's why today, we went with character because it seemed to be showing up in what's going on out there in the sports world. And so I was very happy to have Kyle on today. I've met Kyle through the IPEC coaching program, which we both are graduates of, and we met at a golf outing, and he's a fantastic coach out there trying to make some change in the world, and I was very fortunate enough to be able to have Kyle on with us today. And, so a last few words on character and its importance. Again, like talking about how it is relevant to us both for athletes and then in the general world, because that's where I think it's really important to sort of bridge that gap. Whether you're an athlete, you're someone who works in an office, you're someone who works outside, whatever it is kind of profession you do, your character is going to show up for you. It's going to be a part of all of who you are. It's your base. It's your foundation. And sometimes we think we're going to live out there in our lives, and we can, live one way over here in our work life, and we can live another way over here in our personal life, and, maybe in our social life and all those kinds of things, but ultimately they're going to all come together because it's the basis for who you are. So it's really, really important to understand your character, understand how your character shows up for you, and really have a true sense of who you are, what you're about, what you want to accomplish, where you're going. I think understanding your character, being able to define your definition of success are all very relevant towards you being able to produce and have the kind of life you're looking for, to be able to make decisions of what you're trying to, you know, do, where you're going, to be able to set goals for yourself. If you don't have a proper understanding and know those things for yourself, you're just going to sort of be, I like to say, you're going to be kind of driving around, you know, without a GPS. You might be running in circles, you might be headed in the right direction, you might be headed completely in the wrong direction. Without that base, you're not going to really know where you are, where you're headed. So very, very important to have that good base for yourself. And I actually want to leave you with just one more quote from John Wooden. He was a fantastic coach back there in the early 70s. He was a UCLA basketball, men's basketball coach. And they're known for winning, I believe it was 10 championships in a row, NCAA championships in a row, or at least 10 overall. And he was a fantastic coach. And the thing that was so fantastic about him is his base was about the person you were. It all started with the person, and this is what we were trying to talk about today. The wins and losses came, but only based on the product and the person that you were walking onto the field or court. So he has a great quote here that talks about, and this is what it is, be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. And that is so true. You know, so many times we're so concerned with what other people think of us and what our reputation is. But our reputation is what other people think about us, but our character is who and what we really are. So if you take one last little piece today with you, focus on your character. Forget about your reputation, because you have no control over your reputation, but you absolutely positively are in full control of your character. So I'll just leave you with that last little thought today on that. So I want to thank everybody for joining us here today. I do have a few things to share with you in regards to my upcoming show and some upcoming shows here on Life Coach Radio Network. My next show is going to be on Friday, September 20th at 1 p.m., and my guest is going to be Russ Terry, who is actually the executive producer of the Life Coaching Radio Networks. I'm very fortunate to have Russ, who's going to be joining me, because he's an avid sports fan. He's very, very active still, and I know he's active in basketball, softball, and tennis. I'm sure there's a whole number of other things he's involved in, and we're going to be discussing how athletics has played a role in his personal success and has given him a big piece of his competitive drive, because he has done some great things out there in the coaching world and just in his life, and has a take-charge attitude. And as well, like I said, I know he's very, very involved in athletics. And so we're going to be bridging the gap and looking how his love of athletics and all those things have played such a major part in his life and what he's been able to accomplish. So that's going to be on Friday, September 20th at 1 p.m. And if you'd like to reach me in the meantime, my website is, my business name is Inner Winning Coaching, and my website is coachmandy.com. I can also be found on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching, and as well, I am on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy, and my email address is mandy@coachmandy.com. There's quite a bit there that you have to cover there. So again, it's coachmandy.com is my website. My email is mandy@coachmandy.com, and my Facebook page is Inner Winning Coaching, or you can reach me on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy. So upcoming on some of our Life Coaching Network shows here on Life Coach Radio Network, we have Sunday, September 8th at 9 p.m. We have Mark My Words with life coach and business coach Mark Shaw. He's going to be discussing powerful vulnerability, countering the 5 most common mistakes people make in communication. His interview will be with Paul Sterling, who is a relationship communication coach and creator of the Magic Relationship Method. And that will be Sunday, September 8th at 9 p.m. with Coach Mark Shaw. Then on Monday, September 9th at 8 p.m., we have Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. You can join Reverend Jen as she welcomes fellow life coach Reverend Tommy Brown, who works primarily with college students as they make their transition out of college. They'll be talking about what faith and spirituality look like for the students in college. And again, that's Speaking with Reverend Jen, Monday, September 9th at 8 p.m. And then our last show coming up will be Tuesday, September 10th at noon, and that is Fund to Fortunes, Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff. Join the conversation with those who have created fund businesses and uncovered their fortunes in the process. Again, that is Tuesday, September 10th at noon with Coach Jeff on Fund to Fortunes and Entrepreneur Startup. So those are the shows we have upcoming on Life Coach Radio Network. And please take a moment to check out our sister stations, which are the International Life Coach Radio Network and also the Life Coach Chat Radio Network. These are all some great networks, all three of them, that have quality content. And the nice thing to know, just so you, while you're out there looking, none of the shows are going to be on all at the same time. One of the great jobs that they've done is setting up so that the shows come on at different times. So if you wanted to, you could listen to a show on each of the networks all at different times, so nobody comes up against each other. So again, I'm Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching. And I want to thank you today for joining me as we talked about character and why it's so important in our lives. And I want to tell everybody to get out there, go ignite that inner greatness you have within you. Don't live small. Breathe out. Get out of the shadows. So go ignite your inner greatness so you can live and play fearless, focused, and free. Again, I'm Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Have a great weekend, and I look forward to being back on the radio here with you on September 20th at 1 p.m. with my special guest, Russ Terry. And again, have a great time, great weekend. Until then, take care.